Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you big book study. My name is Elaine B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Friday, June 16th, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting. Today we're reading from the big book. We are in the chapter Into Action on page 87, reading paragraph 1. And today's readers are Zach A. for the 12 steps, Karen W. for the 12 traditions, Julie E. B. will read and comment on our text, Robin P. will do page 164, and then Jody E. is here as well. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 20356. And the reference number for this morning's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting is 20358. COA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Zach A. to please read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning, this is Zach A. from Utah. 12 steps of OA. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed, and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us, and the power to carry that out. 12. Having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Pass.
Thank you very much, Zach A. I will now ask Karen W. to please read the 12 traditions of OA.
Hi, good morning. Thank you. This is Karen W., recovered compulsive overeater from Long Island, New York, and these are the 12 traditions of OA. 1. Our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3. The only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4. Each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5. Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group would never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such would never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you, and I pass.
Thank you, Karen W. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We're on page 87, paragraph 1, and I will ask Julie E.B. to please begin reading for us.
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs, Colorado. What used to be a hunch, or occasional inspiration, gradually becomes a working part of the mind. Being still inexperienced.
Excuse me, Julie?
Sorry, yes. I just realized that's not the first full. I'm sorry. Okay, thank you.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
I'm like, there's no usually conclude. Okay, we usually conclude the period. I'm so sorry. We usually conclude the period of meditation with a prayer that we be shown throughout the day what our next step is to be and that we be given whatever we need to take care of such problems. We ask especially for freedom from self-will and are careful to make no request for ourselves only. We may ask for ourselves, however, if others will be helped. We are careful never to pray for our own selfish ends. Many of us have wasted a lot of time doing it, and it doesn't work. You can easily see why. Well, this is a very powerful paragraph for me, because, I mean, the first thing I noticed when I started praying this all the time, and, you know, my 11-step practice is to use this prayer and the other prayer more so than even doing, you know, 30 minutes of Zen meditation. It's really to get through these words and to think them through and compare them to my life. But for me today to pray that I conclude with this prayer, please, higher power, show me throughout the day what my next step is to be. That tells me I can't live a life that is 5 steps ahead. I have some things I'm not certain about that are happening in my life, some huge changes that have happened and some really hard things. I don't know what my next step should be. And so I need just the next step. I spend time thinking in my mind about, well, could it be this way? Could it be that way? But if I pray this prayer, what it tells me, what I noticed, is I don't even have whatever I need to take care of such problems already. I'm praying for my next step, and I'm asking to be given, not that I already have it inside me, but to be given whatever I need, whatever we need to take care of such problems. So I don't have inside of me what I need to take care of the problems of how to deal with one of my children that has been using. I don't have what it takes in me to care for what to do about work where there was a problem situation. I don't have what it takes to take care of the problem of grieving for my mom. You know, so I'm just praying for the next step, which for me is going to be, you know, to do my weight and measured food, my weight and measured exercise, to get to a meeting, to get some support. We ask especially for freedom for self-will. Again, this is me when I'm pushing hard, and I've been pushing hard to try and get a certain outcome and reassurance for myself that the people I love are okay. I am requesting just for myself. I don't know if any other person, I don't know what's best, you know, for this other person. I don't know what's best for myself. And let's say, shall not saying I'm not God. I don't know what's best for other people most of the time. I don't know what's best for myself. And when I remember that, my life goes smoother. So I can ask for other people if it be helped. But I need to be careful. It is my selfish ends to reassure myself. Right now, because of my grief or whatever I'm going through, I always want to...
Gentle reminder. I'm sorry, Julie. I think we lost you. Okay. Well, we will open the line for additional shares now, and we do ask you to remember that though we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you haven't shared in the last couple meetings, then please press star one to unmute. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm Barbara Wynn. Can I share?
Yes, you can, Barbara, but let's take a line up first, okay?
Yes.
Anybody else?
Yes.
Thank you. Anybody else want to comment on page 87, paragraph one?
Hey, this is Julie. I wanted to apologize. I was almost done. Thank you. Someone called in and I messed up my phone.
Oh,
thank you.
That would happen. Well, it was right
someone called
timing,
in, but it was just, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for your share, Julie.
Okay,
very, very
you.
Helpful. Thank you. Anybody else want to get in a lineup to comment on page 87, paragraph one? We usually conclude the period of meditation ending with, you can easily see why.
K-L.
K-L?
Yeah.
Okay, K-L.
Joan
and
R. from Oregon.
Joan R. Oregon. Okay. Anybody else? I've got Barbara W., K-L, and Joan R. Why don't we start with that lineup, and we'll take some more. Okay, Barbara L.
Bruce
W.
E.
Lucy, gotcha, Bruce. Okay, Barbara, if you are not Barbara W., please press star 1 to mute your phone, and we'll take another lineup after we hear from Barbara W., K.L., Joan R., and Bruce E. Please share with us, Barbara.
Yeah, I'm Barbara, and I am a food addict and a compulsive overeater, and I just want to share that when I was in this program way back, years back, even though I wasn't working the program properly, I was going to meetings before COVID hit. And I know that I have grown up in a religious family. My whole family is religious. My brother's a minister and so forth and so on. And my husband was too before he died in 99. But, you know, I did learn, if I didn't learn anything else, I learned to pray. This is why I know that this program is beginning to work for me now since November, because when I can't, only problem that I have right now, I have to continue to work on is measure. All my food is healthy on the program, but sometimes I forget to measure, and I have to get a certain way to measure everything. But anyway, I'm grateful that I am able to work the program, and prayer helping me more each day to accept God's will for my life. I'm in the middle of a transmission of moving to South Carolina too. And everything is upside down in my apartment. Packing and throwing this out and everything. It's like crazy in there. But you know, I stopped And plus, I'm working at the park here for the summer. Plus, I'm fixing my food every day the best that I can. But, you know, I'm just taking it step by step, breathing, and I'm praying every day I can, stop and sit down and think, and God is helping me to get things done. It may be slow. It's not getting done fast enough, but it's going to get done, you know, because I'm in the next step of trying to move to South Carolina near my family. I'm in New Jersey, and they're down south, and I want to move down and be with my family now that I'm getting older. And so it's not easy to change. And all the changes that I'm going to shifting with me right now, it's hard. Yesterday, I was so tired till I came home from, and I went right to bed. And I conked out like a lion, and I slept all night because I was so tired. But, you know, it's not going to be this way all the time. It's just for right now. Just right now is what I say. And I try to stay in prayer every day in meditation to God. I take my book to work when I go to work the 3 days a week, and I try to read a chapter on my time of spare and meditate on God and keep my mind on God and my job. And I try to not get involved with the crowds. I stay clean, and I've learned that from going to church anyway. And I keep my focus. And I have my problems. I have my tests. I have my tribulation periods. But, you know, God is taking me through. That's the good part about it. He is taking me through.
Gentle reminder.
And I wanted to share that. Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you, Barbara W. KL, you are up next, followed by Joan R. Star one to unmute, KL.
Okay, I didn't know I had to do that. Okay, this is Kay. Can you hear me now?
Yes, you sound great.
Okay, I'm very grateful to be here. Great paragraphs. Basically, it's thy will be done, not mine, is what I read the most. And that, for me, the biggest thing is I don't have to figure it all out. Just as the next steps. And so often I am off lost in my thoughts about, oh, whether it's the food, the perfect thing to do, or whatever to get better results, blah, blah, blah. Or it's my kids and maybe I need to do this so they'll feel better about that, whatever. I mean, just quit figuring out and just focus on, for me, my higher power is just love, purity, honesty, and just goodwill in the world. And if that's, I get quiet and stop my will, which is a bunch of racing a million thoughts of how I should be in the world and how the world should be, and just stop with that simple direction of, what is your will for me in the next hour? I mean, if it's a really crazy day, what's your next will for me for this? And then just to let it be and not figure it out and just enjoy the grace of, if I'm really sincerely there and want to do it, that it'll work out no matter what. And so anyway, I'm just grateful for the simplicity of this next step of thy will, not mine. It's very powerful. It's hard to do. It takes years of, you know, sort of letting go and surrendering, which does not come me. I am a get in there, get it done, make things happen, fix it kind of person. And so this is a complete shift in where my energy has to go at this point if I'm going to be successful. Surrender is a different energy. So just kind of getting in there and not always trusting. It's like, you know, then you worry about that. I'm waiting. It's not happening fast enough. I have to deal with all those, but that's my self-will trying to get in there. And I just have to keep letting it go and letting it go. And sometimes I can do that 100 times a day. And other days I just go with the flow and I don't know why. I'm just grateful I'm not so willful that particular day and that I just follow the food plan. I don't try to figure it out all the time. So just grateful for that paragraph, and that's all I got.
Thank you very much, KL. Joan R., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Bruce E.
Good morning. This is Joan R. from Oregon, and I'm very happy to be on this meeting and with all you just fellow workers here. And this is a beautiful reminder to me this morning, what a gift, that I'm not in charge anymore, even though I struggle with that, but just for this moment, giving over this, my will and my life to God of love, and letting go of self-will, and the belief now, finally, that I am loved, and that I am loved by this infinite love, and
Joan, we're not able to hear you. Are you there, Joan? Okay, not sure what happened with Joan. So, Brucie, why don't you share with us, if Joan comes back on, then we'll let her finish up her share, but if we don't hear back from her, Bruce, why don't you go ahead and start?
All right, thank you. Yeah, two down, one to go. My line stays solid. Bruce E. in Florida. I'm recovered. Fort Myers, Florida. Grateful to be on the line. Grateful to live this day. Yeah. Don't feel real good. Feel kind of lousy. Feel sort of crummy. And I still... You know, I'm just thinking about that. I think, well, even if I feel a little lousy, I don't have to eat over it, right? And if I felt real good, I wouldn't have to eat over it. And it felt even worse than I feel, I wouldn't have to eat over it. But I did gratitude list and tried to do 30. Ended up doing about 40 and feel a little better. I've been doing some other spiritual things, feel a little bit better. Every little bit helps me feel a little bit better. And getting on here and being on this meeting and sharing, I feel better. So that's okay. Don't have to eat over it anyway, regardless. So this one here usually concludes this period of meditation with a prayer. So I think these are prayers in these two or three pages. They're prayers throughout here. And given, be given whatever I need to take care of such problems. Let's see, did it say exactly that? That we be shown all throughout the day what the next step is to be. That I be given whatever I need to take care of such problems. So yeah, when I first read that or first prayed that or whatever, I said, well, God, show me what the next step is to be. And give me whatever I need to take care of such problems. Well, thinking, well, what are the problems? Well, there's all kinds of problems that come up all the time, you know. Problems with my attitude, problems when I run into other people, problems with their attitudes. And so I ask that I be given whatever I need to take care of such problems, give whatever we need to take care of such problems, that I be shown all throughout the day what the next step is to be. So, yeah, I kind of got some things, kind of have some things in mind about what I want to do today. But I have to ask God to direct my steps through this. You know, otherwise, my life is unmanageable. Otherwise, I'm all over the place. And I really desire God to show me what the next step is to be. And then I think He'll give me whatever I need to take care of such these problems. So I used to use food to take care of the problems. I don't have to use that. I don't do that anymore. So thank you. Now I just ask God to direct my steps and show me whatever, you know, give me whatever I need to take care of such problems. So thank you. I pass.
Thank you so much, Brucie. Okay. Though we value your experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you have not spoken in the last couple of days and you'd like to comment on page 87, paragraph 1, which begins with, we usually conclude this period of meditation and ends with, you can easily see why. Please press star 1 to unmute and give me your name.
Linda P.
Linda P.
Joan Marie M.
Joan Marie M. Janice
K.
Janice K. and Dawn B.
Hannah B.
Hannah B.
Judy, yeah, from New York, Flushing.
I heard Judy, and did I hear a Michelle, maybe?
No. Judy from Flushing, Judy. Queens.
Judy from Flushing, Queens. Okay, Judy, what's the first initial of your last name?
My initial is M, as in Mary.
Okay. And did I hear a Michelle or something like that?
Yes, you heard a Michelle. Michelle F.
Oh, Michelle F. Excellent. Mm-hmm. That's a great lineup. We've got Linda P., Joan Marie M., Janice K., Dawn B., Hannah P., Michelle F., and Trudy M. Lovely. Okie dokie. Linda P., will you please share with us? And if you're not Linda P., please press star 1 to mute your phone. Thank you.
Hi, this is Linda P., a recovered compulsive overeater in California. I love these sections that we're reading this week. This is such beautiful and powerful prayer for the start of the day. And as we're reading today and I'm listening to the other shares, I'm thinking about what a day looks like when I actually really do this and this happens, and how I feel the flow of my higher power in my day, just that guidance, you know, that constant guidance. And it's not always what I think I'm going to do. You know, there's, like in the last paragraph, there's these intuitive thoughts that come. I might have struggled with, well, gee, what do I do about this and that? And how is there enough time to do A or B? And all at once, a thought comes in that's so different that I never would have thought of, but it's in the moment. And I think that's where, for me, it's the hardest, is like to really trust God in the moment, you know, that I will get those inspirations of what to do, and I'll get that guidance, and I'll get the strength. And where sometimes it has become more difficult for me is when I've got a schedule and I have things that I have to do, and I get it in my mind that I have to do everything that's on my to-do list. And then I'm not open and listening, or even having anxiety about how am I going to get all this done. And that's not being present, you know. So this piece right here is something that this part, this paragraph is something that I really strive for, you know. And also, you know, I think it talks a lot about, you know, not asking for ourselves, being open to, you know, where God would have me be, maybe not where my plan for the day would have me be. And then being quiet enough to actually hear that, to hear the voice and to get the guidance. So, yeah, with that, I will pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Linda P. Joan Marie M., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Janice K. Please share with us, Joan Marie. Star 1 to unmute.
Sorry about that. I just couldn't get the unmuted thing done. But Joan Marie M., from Nevada, recovered. Thank you, God. Okay, so are you hearing me?
You sound great.
Okay. We especially ask for freedom from self-will, because my life before program was run on self-will run riot. And that's exactly what I got as a result of that. And it says, request for ourselves only we can, And I never saw that only, because it's not saying, in my understanding, that we don't ask for ourselves. But I always include with thy will be done, not mine. And so then the other part that came, well, our own special ends, you know, the selfishness, the self-centeredness, the self-seeking, I've had to deal with that this time around and couldn't believe that it was there still. Okay. And then it says, this one really spoke to me before many years. Many of us have wasted a lot of time doing that, and it doesn't work. We can easily see why. Because the prayers before is, God, give me what I want. I need it now, and I'm not waiting for your time, and all those kind of things like that. Totally self-willed, run riot. Because I remember hearing in my spirit that, you know, I don't even have the answers, the questions to ask, let alone the answers. I need that help from a power greater than myself. I cannot work this program or help anyone else without, you know, asking for his will to be done. And I'm just so grateful that, you know, I have the neutrality around food now. And it's because I had to be honest, open-minded, and willing to put down the food with the grace of God. So with that, I'm going to pass. Thank you for all of your shares. What a wonderful paragraph.
Thank you very much, Jo Marie M. Janice K. is up next, and she'll be followed by Dawn B. Please share with us, Janice. Janice K., star one to unmute, please. I thought I had a Janice K. in the lineup. Okay. Well, let's go to Dawn B. then.
Good morning. This is Dawn B., recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. And this is a wonderful portion of the reading. Concluding this period of meditation with a prayer, we be shown what our next step is to be, and we be given whatever we need to take care of such problems. To me, this just reminds me of this beautiful practice that I'm invited to on a daily basis, moment by moment, asking for my higher power to direct my thinking, asking for the priorities of my new employer. We remember back in step three, where we were invited to think about a new employer being in charge of us. And so our priorities are now determined by what our new employer wants for us to focus on during the day. And so what are the priorities for me? What are my next steps? What would my higher power be directing me to do? And so I'm looking to the priorities of my higher power. What would God have me be focusing on during the day? What are the next steps that God would have me take? And now the beautiful thing is that now my new employer, I'm no longer relying on my shaky abilities. I get to relax and rely on the creator of the universe's abilities. And so as any good employer, they're not going to send their employee out without providing them everything that they need to be able to do the tasks that the employer would have them. So I get to relax and rely on that I'm going to be given everything that I need to do God's will for me, exactly as God would delight in it being done. And what a beautiful thing that is. I get to just ask for God's help and to be able to see. Here in the morning in California, there's a lot of fog. And I can't see, you know, the details of what's ahead. And I can, you know, make that be like, think about my life. I don't know what's ahead. I don't know what needs to happen next. And so I get to relax and not struggle and just trust that comparatively speaking, I am blind, but my higher power sees perfectly. So I get to relax and rely on my higher power's vision to take my hand, lead me and guide me, and give me everything that I need to be able to do God's will exactly as God would delight in it being done. So I don't need to worry. I don't need to struggle. I can just relax and know that all is well. And that's all I have. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Don B. Okay, Hannah P., you're up next, followed by Michelle F. But I do want to check Janice K. Was there a Janice K. out there that was going to share? Janice K.? Okay, then we'll hear from Hannah.
Hello, can you hear me? I'm sorry,
Janice, you please go ahead, and then Hannah will hear from you. Please share with us, Janice.
Okay, I'm so sorry. My star one function did not work. So I thought I'd try again. Okay, this prayer is for the next right step and the strength or ability to carry it out. If we go back to OA approved literature, step three says that we will be granted, we ask for, and we are given first the willingness, then the ability. This happens without fail. We can count on it. This is the section of the morning discipline that sets us up for the day in which I do a surrender of my will to my higher powers. The goal that I want, the goal of my step work to me, is that I become a vessel of something greater than myself. A vessel is something that holds something else. The thing is about that I have learned about God's will is that it is available right here, right now. It can't be changed yesterday. I can't figure out what it needs to be tomorrow. My higher power is a just-in-time supplier for this kind of stuff. Now, my calculating mind wants to think and figure and plan and come up with all kinds of strategies to succeed. But the fact is, all it is fuss and bother and needless work on my part, because what I need to do is surrender my will. Here's the thing about surrender. When people accept something, acceptance implies a right of refusal. I can accept God's will or I can reject it. I can take it or I can leave it, and it's my decision. Wah-ha-ha. I get to be God. Surrender is, okay, somebody else makes the decisions. I get out of the driver's seat. I hand over the pilot's privileges. And I sit down and I become a passenger. Surrender does not carry with it the idea of rejection. So this is the surrender. This is the surrender. And when I surrender my will, I can trust what God puts in my brain. Sounds strange, but it works. So thank you for listening. Thank you for waiting and asking for me a second time. I pass.
So glad we did. Thank you very much, Janice K. Glad you were able to share. Okay, Hannah P., now you're up next, and you'll be followed by Michelle F.
Hi, thanks, Hannah B. from Tennessee. Grateful, recovering, compulsive overeater. So when I read this, I get so much relief in the re-recognition that this is just an invitation and a continual opportunity to accept spiritual help, that I don't have to do it on my own, that I don't have to stay in that automatic, intuitive like just the way that I'm wired to just immediately in my disease mind lock onto everything and try and figure everything out. Because when I do that and I'm in self and I don't have freedom from that, I end up in this place of bondage, and it just becomes tighter and tighter. It's like it feels like it's a straitjacket around me just squeezing me. So when I, have this prayer that I be shown through the day what my next step is to be, that I give them whatever I need to take care of such problems. I mean, my problems present at every second if I, honestly, because that's what my mind does. It thinks there's something that has to be figured out all the time. And this is this opportunity and invitation for open-mindedness. Like, I don't know. And my experience is that when I'm in this place of openness, no matter what it feels like letting go of what I think I know, and being willing to accept and open that space for God to come in and fill that space, there's just so many incredible gifts and just things that show up on the path when I'm on the path. But I only get to meet those things and have those beautiful experiences and when I'm on the path. If I'm not on the path and I'm like up in my, wherever I am, tangled up in my brain trying to figure things out and make all the decisions on my own, I miss those opportunities. I just miss them because I'm so hyper focused, and the blinders are on. So and then as far as like making no request for myself only, this is like, an intentional, purposeful life when my motive is pure, when it's for service, and I have to be reminded. Like I look at some people and it seems like that just comes naturally to them. That does not come naturally to me. I get this reminder every day, and it's like, oh yeah, oh yeah, every day. It's like, oh yeah. And then when I do that, it's just, that's relief in itself, to not have to be consumed by my, thank you, consumed by myself. So thank you for being here. Grateful. I'll pass.
Thank you very much, Hannah B. Hannah B., thank you. Michelle F., you are up next, and you'll be followed by Trudy M. She will be our last share today. So please share with us, Michelle F.
Hi, it's Michelle F., and thank you for your service. Wonderful shares. I've really related to a lot of those. This is a paragraph I really struggled with when I started program. It went against my beliefs. I'm pagan and a witch, so we believe that we have the power to make a spell or whatever and get whatever we want. And that really flies in, this really flies in the face of that. And now I see also that this, this totally goes against that manifest it that you see out there. I'm going to manifest this stuff. Well, God isn't Santa Claus. Well, at least not for me anymore. And I still can be very selfish. How often do we really, as human beings, think of other people besides ourselves? So, I decided, okay, this is what it's asking me to do. I'm going to try and change the way I look at prayer and meditation for that. And I had a lot more, and I'm blanking on what else I was going to say. It's a relief. It's a relief because I don't always know what I need to do throughout the day. And I felt really lost running on my own willpower. It's nice to know that if I do this, I can count on that I will be given the next step of whatever I need to do. And then, if it's a problem that I need to take care of, I'm going to get the help that I need. And it's a much more fulfilling life to think about what I can do for others. And I still ask for help with this every day because I don't always think about what I can do for others. I think that's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Michelle F. Okay, Trudy M., you'll be our last share for today. Please share with us. Trudy M. Star 1 to unmute. Trudy, are you there?
Oh, do you hear me now?
Ah, yes, there you are. Please share with
Hi.
Us.
Yes, I want to thank everybody for their input. It was very, very enlightening. I have a problem with prayer when I have I'm cynical and I don't believe, like, how could it happen to me? It's like always happening to somebody else. It's like I'm out in the forest when everybody's in a cozy room. But when I keep praying, I have this feeling that maybe I'm wrong, and I keep praying. God's teaching me to have more faith, believing in Him, relaxing, because He's in charge, and He always does it right, and He always makes it, whenever He wants something to happen, it's always on time. So I said, well, I'm just as important as anybody else, and hey, it could happen to me too, and I got to open up. And also, teaching, I'm being taught how to think of others and love my enemy. It's very hard to do that. And try not to be a welcome mat at the same time. And also be strong and caring. And he gives me... He gives me more common sense than I have, and he gives me the strength to have more patience and more than I could possibly think I could give myself, more strength than I could ever imagine. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very, very much, Trudy. Thank you, everybody that shared today. Thank you. We'll now close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Robin P. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Thank you. I'm Robin P. I'm a very, very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Costa Rica. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. Can you guys just check your mute status and press star one? Thank you. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who's still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you. Until then, amen.